Hello, mighty people. Welcome to the Podcast Files. I am your host, the Cowboy, the Milwaukee Messiah, Mr. Jamal Scott. And we are on to week three in the NFL season, where I'm going to share my picks and my fantasy picks on DraftKings.com. Come at me, bro, on DraftKings. I'm ready to bust some ass this season. So without further ado, I know I am one in a hole again. I lost the Thursday night game. The Jets lost to the Browns. Yeah, I picked the Jets, unfortunately. So here we go. The Atlanta Falcons versus the New Orleans Saints. Well, I mean, Matt Ryan, Calvin Ridley, Julio Jones, and them boys going against Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas, Tekken, and those boys. It comes down to the defenses. And I like the way the Saints came back a couple weeks ago and won that game. But I like how the Falcons gonna play. But this is a toss-up game. And this week, I'm going with the New Orleans Saints. The next game on the slate, the Green Bay Packers versus the Washington Redskins. If Aaron Rodgers is available to play against the Redskins, yeah, last week it was a tough tie. We should have won that game. We tied with the Minnesota Vikings. I think this week the Green Bay Packers should beat the Washington Redskins. Third game on the slot, we got the Indianapolis Colts versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, I wouldn't, like, worry about the Eagles right now because Nick Foles is just going to be a setup guy until Carson Wentz gets back. That defense needs to get better. The Colts are not as good as you think they are, but I will go with the Philadelphia Eagles. Fifth game on the slot, the Buffalo Bills versus the Minnesota Vikings. The Buffalo Bills is the worst team in the NFL, so I'm going with the Vikings on this one. Fifth, Miami Dolphins versus the Oakland Raiders. Well, I like the Raiders' chances. They are being a real good team. The Dolphins, I really don't know about right now. They're kind of up and down, so hopefully the Raiders will get their first win today. The Denver Broncos versus the Baltimore Ravens. I'm going with the Ravens. The Carolina Panthers versus the Cincinnati Bengals. Well, this might be Marvin Lewis's last season in Cincinnati, so he has to get a signature win. And what better signature win than you can get against Cam Newton and Christian McCaffrey and the Carolina Panthers. Next game, the New York Football Giants versus the Houston Texans. I mean, the way that Giants been playing, I mean, Eli needs to retire, but I think that Deshaun Watson, Will Fuller, that defense with J.J. Watt, I think they can overpower the Giants. So I'm going with the Houston Texans. Next game on the slot, the Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Tennessee Titans. Look here. Jacksonville looks like a Super Bowl-ready team. The Titans, I don't really know too much about. I know this is a divisional game. Marcus Mariota trying to exceed expectations this season, but against the Jaguars defense, I don't think so. So I'm going with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Next game in the slot, the San Francisco 49ers versus the Kansas City Chiefs. I like Patrick Mahomes. I like this kid. I like Jimmy G too, but it comes down to the defense. And I'm going with the Chiefs because, I mean, that boy, Pat Mahomes, he's balling like one right now. And the next game will be the Los Angeles Chargers versus the Los Angeles Rams. The battle of Los Angeles, the Rams defense is no joke. The Chargers, I mean, this is like a potential Super Bowl matchup, but right now, at this early in the season, I'm going with the Rams. The next game, the Dallas Cowboys versus the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks defense sucks. The Broncos offense sucks. So, you know, you gotta do more than just have Ezekiel Elliott in the backfield who can catch the ball and Russell Wilson always running around with the ball. But, you know, if I have to choose one team, I have to go with the Seattle Seahawks. Next game on the slot, though, Chicago Bears versus Arizona Cardinals. Oh, I seen Arizona getting their butts whipped by the Rams last week, so they got donutted, and I think they're going to get donutted again because that Bears defense is no joke, and Mitch Trubisky ain't no joke. So I'm going with the Chicago Bears. Next game, the Sunday night primetime game, is the New England Patriots versus the Detroit Lions. Matt Patricia is going against his former team, and the Lions offense just stinks. And I mean, I think I'm predicting something. Tom Brady is going to get 3 touchdowns in this game. He's going to go 17 out of 21. He's going to go over 200 yards with 3 touchdowns. So I'm going with the Patriots. In the Monday night game, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Ryan Fitzmagic versus the Pittsburgh Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger. Well, the Steelers defense is not that defense that we all know and love, and the Bucs been playing out cold lately. Fitzmagic has been amazing. I expect another 4 touchdown performance, another 400 yard performance. He did against 2 of the top 10 defenses in the NFL this season. So I would roll with Fitzmagic. I'm going with the Bucs. And the week 3 of Football Fantasy Follies, I've got Pat Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Todd Gurley, Stephon Diggs, Davante Adams, Zach Ertz, Chris Hogan, and Tyler Lockett.